Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Well, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. And you?
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Do me a favor and introduce yourself for me.
So my name is Anissa Fadaz. I am co-founder of HealthSonic, which is a Canadian AI robotic company specialized in health and safety.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, robotics and health and safety.
Yeah.
Where do those two industries meet?
Let's see. So, here we will like to present our first product, which is a robot that can rescue people from drowning. So, So, this is one way that healthcare and AI robotic can meet. We're trying to do something about that.
Wow.
So, how does a robot...
Coming from Florida, this is a...
an important issue.
An immediate attraction.
Yeah.
So
how does a robot save someone from drowning?
So that could be a challenge, but basically with my partner, Stefan, so we had in mind, we knew that drowning was a major public health issue, and we wanted to do something about it. So we said, okay, what could be done? We know that we have detection system in place, you can have fences, you can have alarm system, but when somebody is actually drowning, there is nothing that you can do. If you're not a human being or nobody is around, the person is basically dying.
Right.
So Lisa is a floating device. So you picture a rectangular device floating on a swimming pool. And use AI, uses cameras, ultrasound, acoustic systems, and scan the swimming pool, detect the person drowning, and dive to the person and bring the person to the surface. This is basically the way the robot function.
How does it detect if someone is drowning?
Yeah.
So it's the technology that you have inside the robot. So you have what we call computer vision type of system. So you have that. Then you have acoustic systems. You have ultrasound system that can measure the distance between the robot and the person. And then with all those information, data gathered, then the robot will make a decision connected to the an application. And say, okay, there is potentially somebody drowning, so I need to go there and then complete the rescue mission. So okay. This is the way it works.
How does the rescue mission work? Does the robot actually take the person out of the water and perform CPR?
No, not that far. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe in the next generation of Lisa, but
Gen 2,
yeah. So, but for this version, so basically, when the drowning is detected, so the robot will say swimming toward the person, so navigating toward the person, and then
which is smart in itself. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so too.
I mean, yeah, I think that that's great technology anyways.
She's impressed.
Yeah, I'm impressed with everything.
Yeah. And then thank you. And then so reach the person and then say, okay, this is the person, and then now I need to dive. So the robot will start diving to the person and then attach to the person and bring the person to the surface. And again, this is by using some technologies, some physics, things like that it does that. Or she does
Very
that
impressive.
Because she's Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you decide to get into this?
So this is an excellent question. So my background is not in technology at all. I am a family physician.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that explains the healthcare side of things.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what happened is that in 2017, one of my patients passed away from drowning. And he was 19 years old,
He
was healthy, healthy, knew how to swim, but unfortunately that day nothing could be done to rescue him, and that was devastated. I'm still following the mother for sure, because I'm a family doctor and I'm following the whole family, And I can see the damage that somebody passing away for any type of reason, mm-hmm. but drowning, especially a younger person, can have the impact that that can have on a family or community. So I started thinking about some solution. What can be done in order to prevent that from happening again? And then I met with my partner. He has a background in AI and robotic. And we started brainstorming, and we came up with an idea of having a robot that can actually do what a lifeguard is supposed to do. Yeah, so that's it, basically. And I'm fortunate to be part of it. If it can save people, and the intention is that, is the mission is accomplished. For sure.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where does the name Lisa come from?
Lisa. Yeah, we were again brainstorming and finding the right name for the robot. So we didn't want to have just a generic name, and we say, okay. And then by brainstorming, we came up with life-saving assistant, because this is still a robot, and ideally it will be better to have a person. So life-saving assistant, and if you take the first two letter of mm-hmm. life and then saving assistant, sure. and you come up with Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it written with a lowercase I and everything else is capital?
Yeah, exactly. You figure out.
Do enough of these trade shows.
Yeah, you know. Okay.
There are certain trends that start to emerge.
Yeah.
Okay.
That wasn't too fancy.
That's that's really cool. Obviously, the origin story is is terrible.
Yeah. Tragic.
But it's great that something good has come out of it.
I believe you can help others
yeah, that are
a single experience has turned into something that can hopefully prevent others from that same experience.
Exactly, and this is the intention, because that was unfortunate and terrible. But again, when you see the statistic, there are more than 370 people dying from drowning every year. And you have millions of people living with disabilities related to drowning. So if something can be done to prevent that from happening, that I think will be amazing. And we do value what the market is offering right now. So the preventative measures, detection systems, you can have fences. But again, I think that can provide another step solution to what is happening.
So is this intended for home, public pools, beach? Yeah. Where are we looking at this thing being implemented?
So for the first version, so we will like to see the Lisa doing the mission in private swimming pool settings.
Okay.
So parent living with younger children, motels as well might be potential clients, because we do see tragedies happening in hotels as well. So that will be potential people interested in having Lisa.
And they tend to be unguarded versus like a municipal swimming pool that tends to have an employee
guard.
Exactly. So this would be a supplement to the traditional birdcage around a home swimming pool and for a for like a hotel or a motel.
Exactly. Okay. And knowing that, again, if we go back to numbers, you have 20% of the drowning for children happening in private swimming pool settings. And that exposes children between the age of 1 to 14 years old. So, So we think that that will give parent peace of mind of knowing that we're not there, but there is something.
Definitely. Sure. Mm-hmm. And being an alpha, how far along in this process are you?
So right now we have a prototype. And then we're still working on the software. So better detect drowning when it's happened, and the navigation as well, and the rescuing process. So we're still working on that too, because there are so many elements involved in how to detect the person drowning. It's sometimes the person can be drowning, but just vertical. Sometimes it can be in a fetal position. It could be so many things. So we need to have more data and improve the software that we have.
Definitely.
Gotcha.
But the intention is to have a working robot this coming summer. Yeah.
And what are your goals here at Collision?
So the goal is to make people aware of the fact that drowning is still a major public health issue.
Okay.
And that we are providing one solution to this situation or event, dreadful event. So yes, being noticed for what we're doing and maybe putting the word out there that there is a robot soon coming.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Have you already exhibited, or is that tomorrow?
That will be tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
Tomorrow.
All right,
yeah.
So you get to go out strong.
Yeah, we have to go out strong with my partner, for sure.
Has it been good so far, though?
Yeah, it was amazing. I was chatting with another company, healthcare as well. So many people with interesting ideas, amazing people. I'm so thrilled, and I'm learning so much. No, I'm blown away by the events. You're really and humble to be part of this. Yeah,
yeah, it's
awesome.
It's a cool event.
Yeah, it is good event.
And the energy in here is is awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. Everyone has so much passion for what they're doing.
Yeah, for sure. I can feel that, and this is something that is transmitted among people. So, I could go on and be here for the whole week for sure. Yeah.
Well, if people want to find out more about what you're doing and your company, how can they do that?
So for them, if you want to know more about what we're doing, so we'll invite the people to visit our website, which is www.lifesavingrobot.com. That will be a good way to start. Otherwise, we're on Facebook, soon Instagram, as well, and on our website you will find us our phone numbers, contact information, so easy to reach.
Very cool.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking
to
us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And have a good rest of the conference.
Thank you so much.
Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, bye-bye.